Helen.
So we had a question from Steve in Romford, and who says that if the colour black absorbs light and white reflects it, why do people who have darker skin tend to live nearer the equator, whereas paler skin people live further north or south?
Well, mankind originated, evolved, first was produced, if you like, in Africa, what's probably now northeast Africa. That's where the first modern humans originated from. And it's equatorial. It's very hot. There's huge amounts of sunlight. So the risk there is that people will end up with ultraviolet radiation penetrating their bodies. Now, the first thing people think of when you say ultraviolet is skin cancer. But actually, skin cancer isn't the sole explanation for why people have black skin, because most people don't get skin cancer until after the age at which they would have reproduced anyway, and therefore it wouldn't really have any benefit to them to have black skin. In fact, why they have black skin is to prevent ultraviolet radiation breaking down the chemical folate in the skin, and folate is really important for the production of DNA. So in order to conserve their reserves of folate, people who were first evolving in Africa actually evolved to have black skin, because the common ancestor that we share going back in time with, say, chimpanzees and things about 6 million years ago, those animals all had pink skins, but they had fur to protect them. As soon as they became hairless, i.e. our early ancestors, they had to evolve dark skin to protect them from the sun. But then when they migrated north out of Africa and they ended up in high latitudes, like in Britain, where the sun is something we don't see very often around here, certainly in the wintertime, there's just not enough sunlight now, coupled with a dark skin, to produce enough vitamin D, which gets made in your skin. So people then became a bit vitamin D deficient. So we lost the genes that made us have black skin in order to produce more vitamin D. And the benefit of doing that is you have stronger bones. The downside is you're slightly more vulnerable to the ultraviolet in the sunlight, but as there's much less sunlight, it was a worthwhile gamble to take. So that's the reason.
There you go.